Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Got a special episode for you all with Katie Maloney from Vanderpump Rules. Katie is here right now in person. I got a chance to do Watch What Happens Live with you a couple weeks ago, and we had so much fun. And I have so many questions, Katie. So how are you doing, first of all?
Hi.
Hello.
It's good to see you again.
I haven't had guests in person in a while. I feel like normally I'm doing over Zoom lately.
I know. And I think sometimes people just be like, well, we can do over Zoom or in person. I'm always like, in person.
It's so
I'm
much
over
better.
Zoom.
I'm so over Zoom.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no, it's so much more fun. It feels just more natural.
It flows so much better, too, mm-hmm. because I'm always self-conscious of, like, I don't want to overspeak on top of someone. And it's impossible not to, especially, I know some people have, like, better Zoom setups. But I don't know. Otherwise, there's, like, this delay, this weird delay happening.
Well, I think the Zoom works because all of a sudden you're like, oh, like, I can, like, literally have anyone on at any time because, like, I don't need to wait for them to come to town. It was just, it kind of bridged that gap, I feel like. But I don't know. There's something special about.
So an episode just aired. At the end of the episode, Rachel kissed Tom Schwartz. What was that like watching that?
I was nervous about the kiss, you know, for obvious reasons, because, you know, you'll find out in next week episode how I react to it. But it was, yeah, you know, this was something I was very much not wanting to happen because, you know, I was wanting to have a friendship with Tom. And yeah. I knew that this would kind of jeopardize that. But watching it, I was like, this is like giving creepy uncle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creepy uncle kiss.
He's always given creepy uncle to me.
But I mean, like, it just, there's nothing like passionate, romantic, like in that, like, it just feels like, all right, well, I guess like, should we kiss? Because, like, I feel like we should kiss. She's like, Schwartz.
How much of it do you think was, like, motivated by, like, giving a show or doing this for the TV show versus do you think that would have happened without the cameras?
I really don't know. I think there was so much pressure and peer pressure around them, you know, because it was like Tom Sandoval's like, man, are you, like, I don't want your ex-wife around. And like Schwartz was like, well, Ariana's her business partner right there. Like you just don't want me around. Like we still have mutual friends. Like the whole point was that we wanted to be able to get along because we can't not be around each other. Like yeah. we're kind of forced to be around each other. So like, it was just, yeah. So it's hard to say, like, I think without, you know, the wedding and without all this forced interaction between, you know, Tom and Raquel and everyone, you know, trying to force Tom into like getting over me and getting back out there. Like, I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, now that we know that Tom and Raquel were, you know, banging behind everyone's
the other
back.
Tom. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Sandoval yeah. and Raquel were banging behind everyone's back. Like, ugh.
It's all so fucked up. Your show has always been very Shakespearean, especially because I just rewatched it. And it's like, it's Shakespeare. And those early seasons, like the first five seasons, every single episode, there's like a memorable moment that we lives on the internet or a meme or a GIF or a crazy scandal. I feel like every episode there was a scandal back then. And now it feels like we're back sort of in that era. And I think it must be challenging for you guys because we look at it almost like a sports, you know, like I come on here and recap it and I don't even remember what I say half the time, but we're looking at it like you guys are all characters on the TV show. But then getting to know some of you a little bit, it's like, these are your real lives. And so we're looking at it like, oh, I can't believe Schwartz just kissed Raquel. But I'm like, then when you kind of take a step back, it's like, well, that's fucked up because his coworker is, were you guys even divorced at that point?
No. Yeah. And I think that's what people are forgetting is that, you know, this was still very fresh, especially when you look at it as like this was a 12-year relationship and a 6-year marriage that like you don't just snap your fingers and you know, get over it overnight, regardless of what I was doing in my, you know, in my own time with whoever I was doing it with. It doesn't change the fact that like it was difficult and still a tender time.
What do you think about how people think this whole thing is a setup, whether it be the Schwartz and Raquel situation or the Scandoval situation? Like there are people who are like, oh, this is all for ratings or something like that.
I
don't believe that.
Like the fact that people just want to jump straight to like this being some kind of manufactured thing for ratings, like they're out of their minds. Like everything on Vanderpump Rules is so, I feel like the stuff that happens is so far fetched and so outlandish that like it's almost easier to think that it would be. And I wish it would make my life a lot easier if some of the stuff like wasn't actually real, but I don't know.
And I think when you realize that there are real stakes, like, people owning houses together or legally married and like those kinds of things are real. I don't know. There might be some crazy people that would do something like that, but I just can't imagine many people would want to stage any of these things.
No.
How are you and Schwartz now after all of this?
You know, I'm trying to create as much distance between us as, you know, as possible, just because I think it's like, we need it. We weren't, you know, we didn't have that when we, you know, initially separated. We were still living together because we were repairing our house so we could sell it. So there was no separation there. And then, you know, we were trying to become friends right out the gate, which is not typically normal, but I was, you know, so I was like, all right, well, here's some boundaries or, you know, things that we could talk about. That didn't happen. You know, we were filming a show and having, you know, mutual friends and hanging out. And so now that we have a little bit of a break and we can actually spend time apart, I'm trying to maintain that. Not in a bad way. I'm not like angry when I see him. I see him every week with the dogs and it's a friendly exchange and a friendly hello, but I'm not trying to hang out with him. He asked me to hang out. And he's like, I just was hanging out. I'm like, I don't like that I have to like withhold friendship from you, but it's like, I feel like you haven't listened to anything I've said. And watching the show back has been upsetting because I felt like you were not, and not that I shouldn't have expected him to be respectful because that's a lot of the reason why we got divorced, but it was just hurtful because I felt like I was really trying to be a good friend to him and trying to be respectful. And like, I was kind of taking a lot more serious than he was. And he was kind of being a dick.
When he wanted to hang out, does he mean when you have hung out as friends post divorce, is there like a sexual element or is it just strictly?
God, no.
There wasn't a sexual element during the marriage.
There wasn't even a sexual element even when we were married. No, it's like strictly like, let's go like grab a drink at Laurel Tavern or like somewhere around the neighborhood where we would go. Like, no, it's like, or he would come over when he'd like bring the dogs over, he'd hang out and like have a beer and we'd like chit chat.
What the fuck's up with that Joe woman? I've only seen sort of like headlines about this person. Do they still live together?
No, she really didn't like live there. She moved in because like apparently like her place like wasn't ready or something. And of all the people that she knew in LA, she picked Schwartz, who she didn't really know.
She trying to get on the show, do you think?
No, apparently she does not have any desire to be on the show. So I don't know why she picked to live with Schwartz, who was filming a TV show. Yeah. For just a short period of time. But then I had heard from someone else that she was, you know, still spending nights there. Like, so like, it was kind of like not living there, but you know, frequenting his home a lot.
You know, this week's episode, there's this moment where you say he might've loved you, but he didn't like you very much.
Yeah.
And we only saw the two of you like when the show started, you were already together. So when do you think the shift happened? Like, and what was your relationship like before the cameras?
Oh, gosh. It's always been a little turbulent, to be honest. But, you know, I don't know when the shift happened. I think it's always kind of been like that. And we've had better days than, you know, more better days than not. Clearly, I would have gotten out of it a lot sooner if it was just terrible all the time. Yeah. Cause we had such a great friendship and we had, you know, we did get along like majority of the time and we had so much fun and really enjoyed being around each other. There just was a lot of missing parts. You know, we weren't great teammates. We weren't great partners in the sense of needing, like, of me needing that emotional support and needing to feel like safe in that space of, like, you know, when I would be him having my back in certain situations. And so that, I just think it became more, as I grew up, it became more mature in a lot of ways and understanding of the things I really truly needed and what was important in relationships. Yeah. As an adult and not just as like someone in my 20s, that's just kind of, so maybe there wasn't necessarily a shift. I just became more aware of it.
My mom always says in long-term relationships, there are going to be like good years and bad years. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it all, you just have to realize like, were the bad years worth it? And sometimes the case is no, sometimes the bad way outweighs the good, you know, but it's, I think it's interesting to look at long-term relationships that way, because there's always going to be like sort of the dips and valleys, but those dips or those, is it the valleys?
The peaks and valleys.
Yeah. The lows shouldn't be so low.
Yeah.
You know?
But also I just kind of realized like, but like, are the peaks like really what I need? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like is being best friends and not having like the kind of intimacy I want and those things, not like, what am I willing to sacrifice here? Because I know I want more and I deserve more.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's ever going to get there. I don't think he's ever going to show up the way I really need him to. Even though I've asked for it a million times, he just doesn't get it.
And we've seen it on the show. And so I wonder, what was it like those times when you felt like he didn't have your back, or you were would literally say to him, why couldn't you have my back there? Or we'd see him kind of play the middle ground or with arguments with people instead of maybe having his wife's back like he should have. And certainly there are times I think you might have been in the wrong with something, and I understand him trying to kind of play that, but it just happened every single time. But so what were the conversations like when you would get done filming something like that? Because also there's an added element of like, that's fucked up, that I would be pissed. I think you did that to me on camera too. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be not only mad that you didn't have my back, but then I'd be like, you fucking did that on camera for the world to see when you're my husband.
Yeah, I would. It was so incredibly frustrating because he would just be like, well, I feel like, you know, he would say things like, you're acting like an idiot, you know? And I'm like, I wasn't acting like an idiot. And I would try to like explain to him, like, this is exactly what happened and lay it out for him. I'm like, I actually wasn't. I was actually having your back in this situation and they were trashing you. You know, if it was this Tom Sandoval and me arguing at TomTom saying, you know, trying to take credit for him bringing, you know, money into our home. And I just like, I'm like, that's not only insulting to me, it's insulting to you, you know? Like, and it didn't matter, how right or wrong I was in the situation. He was always going to be on the defense against me. And so, especially when he would do it on camera, and I'm like, so like,
what the fuck?
You don't mind how that like is going to look? And I don't, optics to me are like, I'm not trying to always like look a certain way or come across a certain way.
But it's the principle behind it.
It is the principle of that behind it. Just like.
And then to see him always have like Sandoval's back, no matter what.
Yeah.
That must have been frustrating.
But it's like he didn't see it.
Yeah.
I think to this day, he just thinks that like, well, if like, we'll name an instance where, because even like at the beginning of this episode where he's like, I think now that I've divorced, I'm more inclined to have your back. And I'm like, you're not, so not though. Like name a time. And he's like, okay, well, and he can't. And I'm like, you know, and then there's Brock, and I was kind of like coming down on like Brock and his friendship, but it's just like, he's no problem like coming to the table and defending Brock. And Brock was like, well, you're my groomsman. And Tom's like, yes, I am your groomsman. So I feel like I need to do something for you in this moment. So I'm going to go give it to her right now.
Right.
You know, it's just like, what? Like, you barely know the guy.
I always felt frustrated with the show, and I love the show, even though you guys had some bad seasons in there. But I think the men on the show always, I find, get to have more they're presented a little bit more three-dimensionally. Like, they get to be goofy and silly and dumb, and then also show their mean sides. Where I sometimes feel like the women, particularly with you and Ariana, I think you don't get that other fun side of the two of you, and I know you have it.
Yeah.
It's there. It's just like weird to me that it's never shown.
Well,
I don't know. And I don't want to blame, like, I don't want to say it's a blanket statement, because whatever.
No, I mean, it's so rare that you do see that side of me on the show, and it's like, and I know it's there, like, because it's not like I'm this one speed all summer long, but it's just like, yeah,
you don't get to be the fun and goofy, and same with Ariana. I mean, a lot of the time, I always told Ariana this, like, she doesn't get to show that side, or sometimes people say, you guys got a sourpuss or something on your face.
Look at who we're dealing with. Yeah. And then there's like this, like, so then the way we're looked at is that, you know, we are these like wet blankets, Debbie Downers, you know, negative Nancys, which is just like, again, they're like such the misogynistic undertones of those like statements are just beyond frustrating. Cause it's like, we're at the end of the day, I don't mind it because women are also allowed to have like, you know, emotions and, you know, be complex human beings where we don't always need to smile all the time or be bubbly or be this or be that. Because yeah, when we are dealing with men that are difficult and assholes or friends that are
never wearing them shoes. I get so mad.
No shoes, shorts,
Sheila shorts,
Sheila shorts. Yeah. Then yeah, like it is hard to be jovial and happy all the time when you're like having to deal with these men that are just pain in the ass.
Wait, so how long do you think Schwartz was covering for the Scandoval? I mean,
that is something that I'm still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I know there's a lot of different theories floating around out there. Like, he knew the whole time, and like, you know, he.
Do you know definitively, and you're just not allowed to say, or are you still actually trying to figure it out?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I can't really say right now because, like, there, you know, that gets unpacked like later on and then at the reunion. But, you know, I think perhaps maybe longer than he's willing to admit, but I don't think he's known the whole time.
Yeah. I'm so curious what Sandoval's like family thinks of this whole thing, because I want to know, like, when did they know? Maybe you can enlighten me a little bit, like, but did his family know about the situation for a long period of time? And what did they think about it? Because it seems like he's been parading it around secretly. Like, we've seen she's been at shows in different parts of the country. And then I think I read rumors that she was in, I know it's some other St. Louis, or that's where he's from. But do you know anything about that?
I so can't say anything.
Okay.
Like, because like, again, like we started filming when all this was going down, and yeah, there was some of that talked about.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if he maybe brought Raquel to his family back in January, and then maybe we found out, or, you know, that was revealed. It all feels crazy. What was your first thought, like, when you heard that, when the whole thing dropped? Like, what, you must have known a little bit before the public.
Because I had seen, first of all, like, something about their friendship really rubbed me the wrong way. I know, like, they're all like good friends, and I wasn't necessarily part of that crew, but like, I intuitively just picked up on something that was just a little off to me. All right. And then I had seen, like, you know, like on Reddit, that Rachel had gone to like one of his shows, like up in near Slick Sonoma or something. And I know she's got a friend up there, or she went to school up there. And she kind of made it seem like that's what she was going to do. But also seeing that she went to that show and was like, never put it on her Instagram. I remember looking, being like, like, she's,
it was, she's fishy.
I guess she's not going to see a show, but like every other show she goes, she's like the Tom and Tom's number one freaking fan. And every show she's at, she's bouncing around right up in front of the stage.
Also, how fucked up to even not, sorry to cut you off, but like just wearing that Tom sweatshirt and dressing up as each other for Halloween, and then bringing Andy Cohen the Tom sweatshirt. It's like, who the fuck are you to bring the Tom sweatshirt? When you look back on it, it's like, that's weird.
And just like at Schwartz and Sandy's like every like night, like, I don't know. It's just,
Do you think she has remorse for it?
I mean, I don't think so. Just the way she was around me, when I would say, like, you know, I'd try to tell her like this, you know, I'd try to express to her my pain of like divorce, and you know that like Tom was not just some like high school boyfriend, and it would really make me uncomfortable if she would pursue anything with him, even just like a casual makeout. Not once, but then twice, and cry in front of her. My mom cried in front of her, and she just was like, for her not to feel anything or feel bad, or and then you know still go through with it.
Yeah, like your mom in Vegas, who we love, Terry, she was literally sitting across the table from her and saying like, this, you know, my daughter's going through this right now, like please don't do this.
For somebody that's incapable of empathy and compassion for that, I don't think she's capable of remorse or guilt or shame.
I thought it was so fucked up how this was a couple weekends ago. I get so worked up about this. But a couple weekends ago, I don't know, last weekend or the one before, there were these paparazzi photos of her outside the house when Ariana was filming that movie.
That was like last week.
Last week. I felt like that was set up. Like my take on it was, and I don't know this for sure, I just thought like, okay, let me unpack this. Okay, hold on. So I think Tom Sandoval would be okay with being the villain of the show. But I think the thing that he would be most upset about is seeing Ariana succeed more than him. And so I thought that her getting this movie, and obviously everybody is supporting her in this whole situation, I was thinking that must piss him off more than anything. I think he could handle the fact of like everyone thinking he's the villain. But I think like that probably made him more upset. So my take on it was I could imagine, or I could envision him calling the paparazzi or something as like a dig while she's away, as a dig.
I think they've had paparazzi parked in front of their house for literal weeks, just waiting for someone to come in, come out, all of that. So,
but go to a fucking hotel. Like, what are you doing?
Go to her place.
Yeah. You know that if you do know there are paparazzi there, then like, why are you coming over there?
Well, she's not working with a full deck.
Right.
So we know that.
Right. Of course. It's crazy to me. And that's where it's like, there's moments where even just as like a purveyor of all this craziness, it's like there are moments where I think, oh, it must be really hard for her to have the whole world villainizing her, rightfully so in so many ways. But then it's moments like that where it's like, well, I can't feel empathy for you because you should be literally anywhere. Like, why are you going to her? That's her house. Like, that's fucked up. And that shows me, at least as a purveyor, that you don't have any remorse for this situation because you could have invited him to your apartment. You could have just stay away from that house. It's her house.
Yeah. No, it's she could just be like, you know what? Something just doesn't feel right. Like, there's just a lot of heat on this, on me, on you. Like, say no, but
months. Let's not go to the house that she partially owns.
That she sleeps in every night. That's her safe space. Like, let's just like not go there. But I feel like it's probably not even like her. It's probably him, the one that's.
Yeah. But see, that's why I thought, like, I bet you it's like a little dig almost.
Him being like, no, whatever. She's not here. I own half this house. I can do whatever I want in it. Da, da, da. Like, I'm sure that's probably what the conversation was like. And she's like, okay.
But then also there's been no regard for Ariana's feelings throughout all of this anyway. So it's like, why start now? But it just,
I know.
It's like so crazy to me. Ugh. I don't know. Where are you and Sheena at? She.
You know, since all this has happened, obviously we've, you know, put our kind of issues aside to be there for Ariana. And, you know, that's been the most important and priority to us both. And I think she has talked about it. I don't know if you've heard, she's mentioned it publicly that she's apologized. And, you know, I think seeing after all this go down and her watching the show, obviously she's seeing things through a different lens. She's seeing my perspective on things a little bit, and that's great. It was a really difficult summer, and I felt really hurt and like, betrayed by certain people and by her actions, because it was, you know, there's the whole her, you know, trying to get Raquel and Tom to make out. And when I, you know, she took one conversation in Vegas as gospel, right? Which, fine, whatever. But again, like to blame what she was doing solely on me and on that just seems ridiculous. But then, you know, just also watching just her kind of really try to get Tom almost to like resent me in ways by talking about like, well, she's, you know, she's fucking people. She's flirting with people. It's just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Mm-hmm. I'm not, that's just really not okay.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm doing that just in complete privacy. I'm not bringing that to his door. I'm not even telling about that. I don't want to hurt him with that kind of information. So why are you doing that? That's not even being a good friend to him, let alone me. But like, that's like, I don't know. I was just like very hurt by that. You know, I don't think anyone would dream of doing that to her in that situation. So like, why are you doing it to me?
Do you think, was there any level of her kind of weaseling the situation for storyline for herself, or to kind of, do you,
100%.
Because there's rumors that maybe she was going to be demoted or something like that.
Well, I think she saw my and Tom's divorce as, you know, fodder. It was like, oh, like, well, I can just like be Tom's sort of like wing woman in this situation and a way to like make myself important in this story. But it's like, this is not for you.
Right.
And it's just like, that was frustrating. So, I mean, I understand. And I do believe her and her apologies. But for me, it's like, apologies are great. And I think people need to apologize for themselves. And, you know, not oftentimes we forgive for our own selves to let go of that anger and resentment. But, you know, I just would like to see change in behavior, because I think we've kind of been down this road so many times in the past. And, you know, when we are around each other, like, it's, I don't feel like anger and resentment towards her, but my trust and my walls are up a little bit, and to be able to like trust her again is going to be probably a bit of a challenge. But, you know,
I want to ask about the bridesmaid situation, but we got to take a quick break here and we're going to come back. Find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm also on tour right now. So as people are listening, I'm in Seattle right now as of this episode being out, but there are still tickets to next week's Salt Lake City show. And you're from Salt Lake.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be there.
Park City, close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Okay. Well, everyone come to Salt Lake City, go to everythingiconic.com for those tickets, and we'll be right back. And we're back with Katie Maloney. There's just something about her. I'm so excited for it to open. Yeah. When are we opening? Do we know?
Well, because now we've like really begun the design and we have like contractors getting to work in there. That in itself, I think, is going to be like a couple months project just to get it all together. So we have that working, and then it's just getting back in touch with, you know, chef, and, you know, getting the menu really kind of finalized and together. And just, so like, as long as everything just like continues to go as planned, like, I think we can start like, or be open by, I don't want to say, because
end of summer.
Beginning
of summer.
Yeah. Like, well, what do you consider beginning of summer?
Like May.
Maybe a little
more. June.
Yeah. Ish.
June, July-ish.
Yeah. That's okay. Kind of like where we're looking, but like, obviously we're not going to say specific date because, you know.
Yeah. But things can go wrong. But in the history of your show, usually you film in the summertime. So it would make sense to be sort of the opening as one of the early episodes. So that would make sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, we've taken our time, unlike some other people, and to work with experts who know what they're doing to really crystallize a plan and a budget and our brand.
You tell me someone you're working at Watch What Happens Live. You told me something. Are you allowed to say about someone you're working with?
I think so, but
okay. Because our listeners, Everything Iconic listeners, will be really excited about this.
Yeah. So when we were, you know, obviously this whole something about her and the vision behind that was wanting to be, you know, romanticized lunch, a la, you know, rom coms, and, you know, the style of like Nancy Meyers, and feeling like, okay, well, like, I want to feel like I'm...
You want to live in a Nancy Meyers
movie. I want to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. So I'm like, we're talking about like what this place looks like and feels like, I'm like, well, who does Nancy Meyers movie sets? So I like found the production designer of Nancy Meyers movies.
I mean, come on, Katie. That's like the most exciting thing. It's like craziest thing.
I know. So, you know,
it's a guy, right?
Yeah. His name's Sean Hutman, and he's lovely and amazing and talented, and just completely like gets and sees the vision, and it's like, it's going to be stunning. And
so one of the things that I think we can gather from all of this is there was this Nancy Meyers movie that was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was very public about how she was going to do it at Netflix, and they were going to do $150 million for that movie. But the Netflix people decided it was too much money, so they canceled the project. And so that left an opening for this man.
Yeah.
And now, so unfortunately, we're not getting the Nancy Meyers movie yet. Although I think we're going to get it eventually, I think. But now we're going to get the coziest fucking sandwich shop in the fucking world.
It's really going to be so beautiful and I cannot wait. It's, yeah, cozy. Like, it's like almost like airy, earthy, romantic. Like,
what kind of food, like what kind of sandwiches are we looking at?
Sandwiches are going to be the, you know, kind of like gourmet deli, but like, you know, the ones, classic ones that you already know and love and enjoy, but elevated. You know, you're going to have like a traditional kind of turkey, but like maybe a little bit of spice, a little kick to it. It's, you know, a spicy Italian. I love a good like egg salad sandwich. That's got to be on there. We got to have a Reuben on there.
What kind of sides are we doing? French fries, salads, chips?
We got to have like some seasonal salads that can, we can rotate depending on, you know, the time of year and what's in season, whether it's like we get some like fruits in there, like, or the fall. Like I love like a nice, you know,
oh my God, I can't wait to come in the fall.
Like a harvest. Oh, I want to have like mulled wine in the fall. Like, I mean.
And there'll be alcohol. You can get alcohol there.
Yeah, so we want to do beer and wine. Okay. You know, Ariana, she can make, you know, a lot of like wine-based cocktails. She's got the skills for that.
Yeah. People don't know that she does have the skills for that. And I just want to clear that up too, because people ask me about the cocktail book all the time and how Tom kind of like got on board with that when it was initially going to be her thing. But she has like a long history of mixology and stuff. So it's like she has that history, but for some reason that also, I feel like he's on the show as like the mixologist, but she never really showed that.
I know, but she's so, I'm really excited for us to like have some fun with that. Like you can do a wine-based margarita. You can do like wine-based, like mojitos and all those kind of things that like, You wouldn't even think. I didn't even know about that. And I was like, all right. Sounds delicious.
Going back to the show, tell me about the bridesmaid situation. Like, did you steal a room from one of Sheena's bridesmaids or something? Like, that was all made up, right?
No, I mean, I don't know what that was about. Like, I don't know how, if it was made up or what. Apparently, I think, like, Jamie, like, she had booked a room, but by the time it came to pay the rest of, like, the deposit or something, her card had expired, so therefore her reservation was canceled. And then, you know, Sheena was like, well, Katie has her room and I'll just pay her for it. And then, you know, but it's like, no, I still want to, like.
You still have to go for the TV show you're filming.
Well, I mean, like, the thing is, I had a room. So, like, yeah, I'm going to go still. Like, and we're all going, like, on a trip here. Like a cast trip, essentially, you know, like I can't just say no.
Right.
And I can't, and I also can't just stay at whatever like resort I want. When like the technical thing when it comes to this stuff is that like, when they have to like get permits and clear places to stay. Like we can't just, same thing when we like film, like the people think that the cameras just show up at my house and they're like, where are we going today? Like, that's not how it works. Like they have to get permits from the city to like go around places. That's just like something I don't think people consider. So
do you ever think about what it would be like to go back in time to those early 2000s, like a Newlyweds type show, which, you know, I love, but
I do
that
too.
Was just such a different era where I think people were still trying to figure out reality TV and everything. So there was more of that kind of people just being followed around. I'm sure with Newlyweds, they still had a schedule that seemed like.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's more people that work on those shows than you realize that they have to like tell like a crew what time and where they're going to go. And there's probably more than one crew that works on it. So, you know.
What's it like in Mexico? We saw that.
But with the real, I had booked my room and paid for it in full. By the beginning of June. So
did
like,
you pay for it? Or does
I paid
production
for it.
Pay for it?
I paid for it.
Okay. Wait, so why don't they pay for the rooms? Shouldn't they have to pay for the rooms?
Well, because I don't know. Usually if it's like a wedding or something, it's something that we're going to go to anyway. We pay for it. You know, like
And Jax and Brittany were at the wedding, but they're not going to be on camera, right? Is that the thing?
They're not, but they stayed at a different resort. Jax and Brittany and Kristen didn't stay at the same resort.
Okay. What do you think of Kristen filming again? Did you film with her for that? There's going to be like a tacked on episode, or I don't know if tacked on is the right word, but there's going to be one final episode before the reunion airs that was like new footage after the Scandoval situation. And Kristen filmed.
Yeah.
Did you film with her?
I didn't film with her, no.
What do you think of that?
I mean, I think it's great. I think it's great to have her and Ariana like get together. I mean, that's Tom common denominator. Yikes.
I was so frustrated. To me, it was such a missed opportunity when that season where all those people left, like right, or where they were let go. I thought it was such a missed opportunity to not come back that following season and like have you all talk about it and discuss it. Because to me, that was the biggest thing that happened on the show. Yeah. And then it was just ignored. And I don't know, maybe it was like for legal reasons or something, or I don't know what it was, but it seemed like, why aren't we fucking talking? That to me was almost the nail in the coffin for the show. And of course, then the show came back and now it's better than ever. But
yeah,
it felt like a nail in the coffin to me of like, well, this is the biggest thing. In the casual viewer, I always said, how are they going to know what happened to all of these people? Because it was never explained. And although I'm sitting here doing a show about this and taking notes as I watch, like when my brothers watch, like they just put it on when it's on and they love you guys and stuff, but then it's over for them. Mm-hmm. And so they don't follow everyone on social media or they don't follow the Bravo accounts to know there's a public statement that they were let go or something. So it was like, why aren't we talking about this?
I mean, that would have been something I would have liked and would have preferred, but I think it was just kind of like, they're like, all right, well, I guess we got to do something because no one wants them around and no one wants to see them. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well.
That's so strange, especially because it was so many people. I understand those people who were just there for like one season, but to not explain the people who started the show, it was like half the people that started the show was strange to me.
Yeah.
Would you want any of them back?
I mean, yeah, obviously it's for me because it's like I'm still very, you know, like close with like Stassi. I'm Harford's godmother and everything like that. But it like it's now been like so long that I don't know even if they would want to or how that would, you know, make sense. You know, I'm not sure how they would even feel about it at this point. Because
it seems like Jax and Brittany said they want to come back. Did I hear that?
I mean, Jax has also been talking shit about the show for 3 years. So like, I don't know what I find that odd, that all of a sudden he's changed his tune, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think even Kristen said that she wouldn't be interested in coming back. So,
who would come back then? It would just have to be Jax and Brittany.
I mean,
which I think we're okay.
I think right now we got me and Ariana are in a very like, who would have thought that? I mean, I started out this last year, like, you know, separated and now divorced and look, Ariana's now started out this year on her, you know, newly single and we're about to open up this place together. And we've got Lala who's, you know, she's single and, you know,
it makes even less sense for a couple to come on the show.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm just looking at the current like dynamics and I'm just like, I don't know.
I'm such a huge fan of just people popping in for like one scene a season. Like that's what I always think is the best of all the worlds. Like just give me or invite them in for one episode, but not for the whole thing. Like I'm thrilled that we're going to get to catch up and see Kristen on the show. And let's see that for one episode and then we can move on. Or Jax and Brittany, like let's pop in them or pop them in there. You know?
Yeah.
What was your biggest pet peeve in your, I'm going to go back to my notes, in your relationship? Was there one like pet peeve? Obviously for me, it was Tom never wearing closed toed shoes. Like that to me would drive me insane. Like I already feel that men should be wearing shoes and socks in general, but he was never doing that in public.
The grippers, is that what you
His call? Grippers are always out. Yeah. His hooves and his gripper. Yeah. It's like, come on.
I love when you say grippers and then the blouses.
The grippers is so funny to me because, it's like a high school thing. There's this guy I remember and you know how guys and luckily it's not that bad anymore. Or, I mean, it's still bad, but you know how men just touch or grab inappropriately. There was like this guy in high school that he would always like be grabbing the side of girls. Whatever.
Like their hip or like their side of their, just like their torso.
Yeah. Yeah. Like their torso, just like when all the time, just like kind of touching that. And it wasn't, it was inappropriate for sure, but it was just like the side of them. And the girls would always complain about it and be like, I'm so sick of him. I'm not going to say his name, but like, he's always doing that. So the one time after some drinks, this was in high school, and I was like, I yelled at him. I was like, you got to stop putting your grippers all over these girls. And then it became like this joke. So now it always is so funny to me because I say it on the show and people will say grippers now. And it's funny because it just sort of accidentally came out in high school and it was an inside joke with friends, but
oh my god!
Anyway, but so his
pet peeve,
yeah, pet peeve.
Okay, there's like one that's like kind of just small, but it would irritate me. And then there's like a larger one that was like, he was so terrible at listening. I would tell him something and he would either like not be paying attention at all. I'd be like, hello. Or I would tell him things and he would pay attention, but then just like completely forget. And I would be like, I literally just told you that. it's so, so frustrating to be with somebody like that who just doesn't pay attention to you in more ways than one. And then something else that would annoy me, he would sneeze really, really loud. Like, you know, dads would sneeze. They'd be like, got you. I'm like, you don't need to put that much behind it, dude. Like, it's so weird. Or he would do this thing with his throat where he like, like that.
Yeah, like an allergy kind of thing. Sarah Jessica Parker in The Family Stone.
Yeah, but like, I can't do it. He'd like make it sound like there was a frog. Ugh. I can't even do it. It was like, I'm just like, oh, I just look at him and be like, oh, yuck.
Am I trashing him too much? Give me a good thing about him. was there one?
No, I mean, like, he's...
That's mean.
A good thing? Like, I don't know. He has like some really like wonderful, little quirks. I don't know. Like he's so thoughtful. Like always, like when he comes back from like the grocery store, he'd always be like, do you need me to go get you something? He'd make breakfast all that. Like now I don't ever have breakfast because I'm just out here always hungry because he would always give me food and everything like that. But even now,
will you do breakfast sandwiches at the sandwich shop or will it be like a lunchtime?
Well, I mean, maybe, but we're going to focus on lunch for now.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Even now, sometimes when he like brings the dogs over, he'll like bring like, you know, he'll pick up some like treats for them on the way over. And he'll like sometimes include like a bottle of wine for me.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it's like, he's extremely thoughtful in that sense. Like always just like kind of doing nice things in that way.
To turn it back around on things we don't like about him. There on the Watch What Happens Live after show, I had brought something up and I thought it was a really beautiful moment. I encourage everyone to go listen to it or see it or whatever online because it happened during the after show. But I had told you that when I rewatched the show, in the season post-wedding, he had this cheating situation where he had like made out with someone, but it was just sort of excused and he had done it before the wedding too. But like after the wedding, to me, it seemed like even more of a betrayal because it was like post-marriage. Mm. And then also it was excused so quickly by not just him, but you and the rest of the cast. It just sort of went really quickly. And I kind of read into it like you were just letting it go. And so your response on the after show was that you were a broken woman in a lot of ways. And so I wonder, like, what would you go back and tell that version of yourself now? Like, you're only a few years post that moment.
Yeah. Just to not put your head back in the sand, you know, that, and I think a lot of it too is just that, like, I knew that it was not okay, but I was not equipped to deal with it. Like I was lacking so much confidence and self-esteem that I would not even know where to begin to like really face the truth. Mm. And that what I knew I had to do or what I knew what, you know, like just actually what the truth of it was that like, this wasn't the future for me and this wasn't the relationship or the marriage for me. But like when you are not like, again, equipped with the confidence and the, you know, security to actually face those things, you just want to look the other way. And also having that come up on the show means that like, you're going to, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? So every single person, it's going to come up in every conversation. So I kind of wanted to dismiss it just to like have it not become that, because again, it would have like wrecked me even more. Yeah. And I knew I was already just like not great.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You know? And you had already sort of dealt with a similar situation pre-wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, but again, you can only push those like things off. Like did I dismiss it and like let it go? No, obviously. Yeah. But I put it somewhere.
Yeah.
I packed it away somewhere inside of me for as long as I could.
Was there other instances of cheating post-marriage?
Probably, but I didn't know about it.
I didn't understand that whole thing of like, well, he kept getting so drunk at the club. And it was like, well, why are you, I was just thinking like, well, why are you going, if that's what happens when you're at the club, like, why are you A, drinking so much? So that that's allowed to happen, or going and putting yourself in these environments.
Well, yeah, that's kind of when it started to bother me too, because as I've gotten like a little bit older, like my entire, you know, my relationship with like alcohol and partying has like changed quite a bit too. Like sometimes when I go on vacation, like I'll have a little bit more. Sometimes there might be a night where I'm like, oh, probably shouldn't have had that, that last martini there because, oh, you know, but those times are so few and far between these days that where I look at him and I'm just like, I like it was really starting to bother me. And that became also like a tipping point too, where I, you know, I asked him, I'm just like, why, like, would you be willing to change this? And he was just like, no.
Wow. Your reunion look came out. How do you decide on that? And also, who do you think looked the best besides
Ariana? Besides
everyone's talking about Ariana. Yeah, everyone's talking about Ariana's revenge dress, and she looked amazing.
She looked so hot. I mean, yeah, like, there's no doubt about that. Like, she looked, her body's banging, and that dress was just, like,
What was Sandoval's face like when he first saw it? Was everyone just like watching him to like watch that reaction?
I don't know, because there's so much happening on the stage that there wasn't like a revealing. It wasn't like, and here's Ariana coming like up through the stage on one of those like riser things. I don't know that I saw like his face. But how do you decide? Okay. For me, you know, you want to have like, you want to be serving a look in a moment at the reunion, but also like those, we don't get like the housewife's couches to sit on that are like probably comfortable for an all day situation. We have these stools that are so uncomfortable. My like legs are long that I can like sit in a certain way that they can just touch the floor and be fine. But also like that is not comfortable for the entire duration, but I can't, but also the little bar that's on the thing is almost like at an awkward height where it's not the most flattering way to sit. So anyway,
I saw a housewife once say that you have to plan for a sitting dress.
It's a sitting dress situation. So you also want to consider like, okay, is this also going to be flattering for am I going to have to like suck in the entire time? When you do that, then your back hurts. Like I remember Ariana was talking about how her back was like really starting to hurt because she had to flex the entire
time. Yeah.
In that kind of dress, you got to. So yeah, I was like, for me, I want it to be like a really wonderful sitting dress, but also like it's going to be comfortable to sit in that uncomfortable stool all day long.
Do designers reach out to you all and say, oh, we'd love to do a dress for you? Or do you reach out to them? Or is it just like go to the store and find something? Or you work with your stylist? Like what's the process?
In the past, I just went to like, I went online or would go to store. But this year I worked with a stylist. And so she went and pulled some stuff. And then I just went to her office and tried on things.
Did you feel betrayed by Sandoval? Or do you always sort of hated him, right?
I've been personally victimized by Tom Sandoval for years now. So yeah,
I was bamboozled. I always thought he was like so nice.
Listen, he has his moments, but he's been antagonizing me for years.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You guys always had trouble because him and really the end game is those two Toms. Like I feel like they're end game for each other.
I mean, yeah. And throw Rachel in there. They can be a little like, Three's Company.
What do you make of the argument? People say that you forced Schwartz to marry you. But you can't force a grown person to marry you. And that's still, I would also argue that still would be on them. Like that's still on Schwartz then. Like, what do you mean? This grown man was forced to marry you? Like, it's crazy.
Literally cannot force anyone to marry you. Tom and I talked about marriage all the time. I was just tired of talking about it. I was like, listen, enough. Like we're done. Like talk is cheap. If you want to marry me, let's do it. You've been messing around, you know? Yeah. You cheat on you. So it's like, if you want to be serious and you want to prove to me that you can commit and you're an adult and you want to do adult things and live an adult life in an adult world, then yeah, let's do it.
Otherwise let me move on. And
he could have, how easy.
Yeah.
I was showing him the door. And for somebody that like cannot make, you know, big decisions like that, for someone to just be able to walk out the door, then that would have been an opportune time for him, but he didn't.
Right. What's this? The rumors about a Vanderpump Valley show. Like I've heard this forever and I think it's been trying to be something that's been getting off the ground with like maybe Jackson Brittany, Kristen, her husband, or no, she's not married, boyfriend. Is that a thing? Have you heard anything you could share?
I remember like back in the day, like before pandemic, that was something that we like was talked about with like, with all the couples. Yeah. But so like now, like I don't know. I mean, I think that's something that they would probably love to do, but I'm obviously not involved in it.
Yeah. And yeah, you don't think Stassi would ever come back?
Listen, I think I don't think she's closed the door on reality TV. I just think it would have to make sense in like with her life. I mean, she's going to have another baby. Yeah. So like, I don't know. I think just depending on like who it was involved in, if it would make, you know, make sense.
What, let me get back to my notes here. So you got so many questions to ask you. When are you filming next?
No idea. I have no, listen,
probably summertime, right?
We just filmed the reunion. We just like wrapped up season 10.
Was Charlie at the reunion?
I mean, they've released the pictures of everyone that was there.
So she was there, but she got cut out. Is that what you're saying? That happens.
I don't know if I can confirm or deny anyone that was there.
Okay, I'm going to say, you know that happened on Jersey? Tracy from last season, she was like a friend of, and she like posted her own photo of her on the reunion set, and then she was never aired.
Oh.
And I think that would be devastating.
Oh.
And I love Charlie. I wanted Charlie at the reunion. I like Charlie. Do you like Charlie?
I do like Charlie. Okay. Like, listen, like it was unfortunate how things went down because she was also duped by Rachel.
Yeah, yeah. I want Charlie to come back. I feel like I think she has such potential for the show. Like, I think she's good for the show.
Not that I would ever think that Charlie and Christina Kelly would get along, but it's like, you know.
Is Christina Kelly mean? I feel like
No, Christina is so not. But the thing is like, she kind of like doesn't really like.
Care about any of it.
She just
What were the mechanics of her coming back on the show? Because of all people to bring back, were you the one sort of spearheading, like, let's, you know, bring her back because you guys were friends? Or like, yeah, what was the situation?
Well, I mean, like, I've been wanting Christine to come back for years, and she was just always kind of like, I don't know. And then this year, she was kind of like, you know what? Sure.
Yeah.
I was like, what? So, yeah, I mean, Christine, I've always wanted to have back around.
Would you film next season with Sandoval and Rachel?
Yeah. I mean, it's really not up to me. Do I want to see them? No.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I get that choice.
What was the vibe at the reunion? So there's this big rumor about two men getting in a physical fight or something like that. But you can't tell me who it was, right?
Obviously not.
What can you tell me? Tell me something.
Oh.
What was the vibe at the reunion?
The vibe was just...
I'll tell you, I'm a little worried. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because I heard it was like only a 5-hour shoot. Should I be worried about that?
5 hours? Why the hell was I there so damn early?
That's what I think Andy said on his radio show or something. And normally, like, those housewife tapings can be, like, 10 hours.
I think we started around 11, and okay. I was out of there by, like, 7-ish.
So I'd also imagine...
Between 6:45 and 7, maybe I left.
I would also imagine that there was so much to talk about that it was probably, like, we don't need to stretch this out. Like, we know.
Yeah, I mean, there was times where I laughed really, really hard.
Okay. Who came hardest for Sandoval?
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, it was pretty, like, even amongst...
Everybody.
Like, Lala and James were giving it pretty hard. At times, like, you know, like, Aaron had some real... strong words for him. Like, I mean, it was like the side of the room I was on, it was like, it was just,
whew. Does Schwartz go hard on him? I
mean,
did anyone go hard on Schwartz? Because here's the other situation that I feel like he's going to weasel his way out of, like, any accountability, because now the focus is on Sandoval. So it's like, does he take accountability for any of his situation with Rachel or covering up for Sandoval or any of that?
That's definitely addressed.
Okay.
Like, it's addressed.
Was Andy pissed at Sandoval? Like, does he give it to him good?
I'm trying to remember, honestly.
I feel like he does. He probably does. And also, who do you think Andy likes the best on your cast? Because, or during those reunion tapings, like, does Andy have, like, a person that he's always kind of looking at? Like, with the Housewives, it's always, I think I've heard maybe Kyle Richards say that, like, her and Andy will look at each other and they'll kind of, like, have their own little moment to laugh. Like, does Andy have that with the Vanderpump cast? I'm sure him and Lisa on some level, but maybe with the younger people.
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty like, this time I feel like with mostly like our side of the room, it was like, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't say. The thing is, I think Andy and Tom Sandoval used to have their St. Louis like bond, right. But yeah, I don't know. But no, I don't know. I don't think there's like one person that he favors over anyone else, but like, I don't know. He's always really nice to me.
I feel like he gets a kick out of James. Like rewatching the reunions, I feel like he laughs at James.
James is so funny. Yeah, James is hilarious.
Yeah. What do you think of Allie? Do you like her?
I like Allie. Allie's so sweet.
Are you worried at all about her just wanting to be on the show, or does she seem like naturally just sort of?
Because
she was on a reality show.
Yeah,
that worries me, Katie.
Well, so was Stassi.
That's true. Yeah, but it's different because Stassi, started this reality show. Whereas Allie is like coming in dating someone single who just got out of a relationship.
And
she's from Ohio, so like I'm rooting for her. I just want to make sure that her intentions are good. Because what if we're sitting here in 2 years and then she just was doing the same thing Rachel did?
Banging someone's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Well, I want to
go in with open eyes.
I really, really hope not. My read on her is that she seems like a pretty authentic person. If she is dating James Jessica on the show, at least I like her and she seems like a good.
Did you have reservations when Rachel first came on the show or you?
I did not take to her. James and I didn't really get along, but even like, you know, as we had moments where we were off and on, she was just, it was hard. Like it was just like, you know, she was just, yeah.
How's Ariana doing now?
I think she's doing good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's very, very busy. But I think she has like a very, you know, salt, like I keep saying this, but it's like the only way to describe it, like a like pretty healthy outlook and perspective on things, all things considered, that she just is feeling like very optimistic about things that, you know, at the end of the day, like it's sort of blessing in disguise, even if you can't, you know, see it now, that she knows that her life is going to be so much better off and improve in a lot of ways. And it's gross out as she gets, and she like will have those kind of triggering moments that she just like really feels like overall, like pretty damn good. Like she's feeling herself these days, and it's really nice to see.
Are you dating anyone now?
No.
Do you want to, or do you want, or where are you at with that kind of stuff?
I'm very much more open to it now. Like being, you know, to actually dating. I think before I was kind of like, well, it's really only like a casual thing. I don't think I could like be open to dating someone. I was very like emotionally like walled up. But for, I'm not like on apps. I don't want to like aggressively pursue that and like just go on like a dating spree. You know, for me, it's just kind of like, if I meet someone and I find them interesting and I think there's something there, then, you know, there's no expectations or limitations to anything. Like, I'm not saying that, like, I'm expecting they're like trying to force or rush anything along, but I'm also like not taking anything off the table. So
is the sex part must be good post because maybe it wasn't great.
Well, it was just not there. it was non-existent.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Well, now I'm just understanding like how important that is in a relationship. So that's something that I will be, you know, making sure is
prioritized.
Yeah.
Rihanna follows you on social media. Yeah. Has she reached out after this whole thing?
With the scandal?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Has any celebrity? I'm sure people in your DMs, there's got to been celebrity that's like, what's going on? Because people were reaching out to me. Like I do this so tangentially.
Who?
I mean,
tell me later.
Yeah. But it's, people were just like,
interesting.
Yeah.
I think the only reason why maybe people haven't is because of my proximity in being, you know, or being in it that I don't know if people like want to bother. I don't know. Maybe they're like, I don't know if I should, maybe they will like eventually, but I don't know. Like, I think being so directly related to it, maybe they're not.
Yeah. Anything you want to clear up about the Scandoval situation or tease about the reunion or some sort of gossip that you can give me that the Bravo people would be mad that you give me.
They'll be mad?
No, well,
enough, that they won't be mad.
That they won't be mad, I should say.
I'm trying to think because, yeah, I always try to be like, give what I can without getting in trouble, obviously.
I think I mentioned this on the show. When I did Watch What Happens Live, I felt like you were probably so confused over what you could say because it was like in the middle of all of that. And then also, you all were still filming. You had come straight from filming. Yeah. And it must be a clusterfuck in your head of like, well, what am I allowed to say? Or like, what?
I know, because it's like, how much can I just give of like my opinion without like spoiling things? Because I'm not, you know, like,
but it's also your life.
I'm of the belief that it's always so much more interesting to watch because I can sit here and describe to you what happened or this or that, but it's like, it's almost not going to like make sense or really do it justice because it's just so much, like, just.
It's going to be good.
The watchability and the watch factor of the reunion is really what it's going to be. It's not just like, it's
two parts. Is it going to be two or three?
I don't know.
Andy said Peacock is going to do extended.
I heard that he said that honestly, because normally when we're sitting at the reunion, he'll be saying like, welcome back. He'll do those kind of like wild lines things. And he'll say welcome back to part one or welcome back to part two. But he didn't do that this time. Don't know.
Interesting.
I've heard two parts, I've heard three parts, but they haven't told us yet.
Will Tom and Rachel stay together? Or for how long do you anticipate them staying together? Because they won't probably, right?
I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, I honestly feel like I could see them trying to like, trying to go the distance because it's like, well, you know what? Like, we just blew up our lives. And because I think that they probably... I mean, they haven't been doing this for, you know, 7 months because, you know. Yeah,
that's true. There's a rumor she's pregnant. That's not true, right?
God, I hope not.
Yeah. And do you think she would move in that house or they're going to sell the house, right?
Oh, they're going to have to sell that house. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I love decorating the house and getting furniture, but sometimes it could be overwhelming to design a space. And so luckily I'm here to tell you about a company called Cozy. Now Cozy is fantastic, a North American company that thoughtfully designs furniture made for modern living. Now Cozy strives to provide the best furniture shopping experience with elegant, super high quality products, plus fast delivery and easy assembly, which is really important to me because I do not like putting together furniture. So the easier, the better for me. Now Cozy offers beautiful, customizable sofas and sectionals that are made to adapt in time. This means customers can add seats to the sofas over time. Maybe if you're extending your family, you might want more space on the couch. Cozy also offers a great range of coffee tables, washable rugs, wall shelving, credenzas, TV stands, and accessories. So much. It's thoughtfully designed furniture made for modern living. There's an outdoor sofa and tables collection that is fantastic. It's called the Mistral. So you can choose the perfect sofa configuration for your outdoor setup. Cozy also opened its first retail space on Queen Street in Toronto to push the experience to the next level and allow customers to engage physically with the products. So transform your living space today with Cozy. Visit cozy.com, spelled Cozey, to start customizing your furniture today. Again, that's Cozy, Cozey.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I think I asked you everything, Katie. I'm trying to think. I'm like, what are people going to be mad I didn't ask you? I think I asked everything.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything it's going to be. There's still so much left that you haven't seen yet.
Well, I'm excited. That last episode or whatever you film post. I mean, I can't wait to see the Shishi restraining order situation happening. Okay. That was actually another thing that pissed me off the most, because the fact that Rachel didn't even show up to court, it's like then it's just so hard to find those moments where you want to empathize with someone. Like, I want to find some sort of, I don't want this person to just have the worst life now ever because she made some mistakes. But then it's like, well, but you keep making these mistakes over and over again.
Then quit fucking up.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's literally doing it to herself.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't care that she was coming across as just so gross with what she was doing to Schwartz, like, in front of my face, not caring how I felt about it, not caring about the situation, but then doing this other dirty, dirty thing behind everyone's back. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the stuff that they did was just disgusting. Anyway, Katie, this was so fun. Tell everyone where they can find you on social media, and also anything you want to play, all that stuff.
Can
we still get the merch?
Yeah. Okay. So you can find me at Music Kills Kate. Also follow Something About Her on Instagram, because, you know, we'll be doing some updates on there, like, as soon as, you know, some things really, really get rolling, and that'll be fun and exciting. And then that's where our merch, you can find the link to our merch, and we're going to be adding some new merch really soon to, you know, keep it fresh. And, you know, as we're getting into summer as well too. And then,
do you feel just like the support and love of people wanting this fucking sandwich shop so bad now?
Totally. And it makes me really excited too, because I know for a long time people were like, they're kind of haters, but you know what? Get excited, because it's going to be really, really amazing. It's going to be beautiful.
If anything has come out of this whole Scandoval situation, I think it's making the audience look at both you and Ariana. You mentioned this earlier in the interview of, like, I don't know if people really understood the breadth of, like, what you two of you put up with in your relationships. Mm-hmm. And so I think it maybe gave people a little bit of a clearer picture of, like, oh, they were putting up with a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Even stuff they didn't necessarily know, now it's coming out. So, yeah.
Correct.
Katie, this was so fun. I am so grateful you took the time. And thank you all so much for listening. And we will talk soon. Come see me. And Salt Lake City tickets are still available at everythingiconic.com. And pre-order my book. It's called The Jolliest Bunch, out in October. And thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you.